Take a breath and settle in. You're safe and you're warm. Now close your eyes and come with me on a journey through the sky. This is a story about the quiet grace of birds, their long, instinctive journey to warmth, and the beautiful, whispering world they pass through along the way. The long flight south. High above the northern forest, where frost collects on the edge of every pine needle, the first flake of winter drifts down. Light as a whisper, it spins through the quiet air and lands on the cold bark of a birch tree. The woods are still, saving for the rustle of wings. Perched at the edge of a bare branch, a small thrush named Orin tilts his head skyward. He watches the gray clouds gather like soft wool. The winds are changing, and with them, a deep feeling stirs in his chest, a pull, a call older than memory. It's time to go south. Orin isn't alone. All around him, the forest begins to move in quiet waves. Feathers flutter. Claws shift on bark. Songs grow quiet, replaced by something else. A sense of readiness. Across treetops, dozens of birds, robins, starlings, sparrows, and wrens are preparing for the journey. The air is cool but gentle. It carries the scent of distant rivers and fallen leaves. Orin breathes it in. Below, the forest floor is painted in golden browns and faded reds, like a quilt made by the earth itself. One by one, wings open. And then, they rise. The flock lifts into the air in unison. Like leaves caught in a kind breeze, they spiral upward, catching the light of the early morning sun. It is not rushed nor hurried. There is time. The sky welcomes them. The flight begins. At first, they travel above the trees. The pines below sway, offering their silent farewell. Orin looks down, imprinting the landscape into his memory. He will return in the spring, but for now, the world is changing. He must follow the warmth. They pass over a silver lake, so still it reflects the sky like glass. Some ducks paddle lazily along the edges, too heavy to travel far by wing, but content with their frozen home. The flock circles once, then continues on. Hours pass in quiet rhythm. Wings beat steadily. The flock follows the wind, using it as a guide. Below them, hills roll like ocean waves, dotted with trees whose leaves are halfway gone. Now and then, Orin hears the gentle murmur of his companions. A robin calls softly to her sister flying nearby. A young finch flutters to catch up. But mostly, it's silent. The kind of silence that feels full. Like being surrounded by something sacred. They fly on. As night begins to fall, a soft indigo spreads across the sky. The sun dips lower, turning clouds into streaks of peach and lavender. Orin feels the cold settling in. He glances downward, looking for rest. There, a field. The birds descended onto an open meadow bordered by willows. The grass is long and golden, still rustling in the twilight. Here, they will spend the night. It is quiet and safe. Somewhere nearby, a brook trickles over stones, humming a song that only the earth remembers. Orin lands beside an old stump. The wood is soft with moss. He tucks his head under his wing. All around him, his companions do the same. One by one, the little flock drifts into sleep. Above them, stars bloom. Morning comes slowly. It begins with the lightest breath of warmth on grass. Then, a faint orange hue on the horizon. A few birds stir, then more. Soon, the meadow fills with the sound of waking wings. They rise again, quietly, peacefully. The air is a little warmer now, the sky a little brighter. They follow the sun, and the sun seems to welcome them. They pass over towns where chimneys puff soft trails of smoke. Children in scarves point upward from schoolyards as the birds pass. The flock is a gentle streak across the sky, fluid, graceful, free. Later, they soar above rivers that wind like ribbons, carving their stories through valleys and plains. Orin watches as the trees below begin to change. More oranges, fewer browns, then even some green. The flock lands briefly in an orchard, where a few ripe apples still cling to their branches. The fruit is sweet and cool. Orin eats gracefully, then perches on a branch in the sun. It warms his feathers. He closes his eyes for a moment and listens. There are no cars here, no engines, only the soft chatter of wings and the occasional gust of wind combing through leaves. The world is quieter from above, and somehow more whole. Each night brings new rest. sometimes on fence posts along a country road, sometimes nestled deep in reeds beside a wide, quiet river. Once, in the rafters of an old wooden bar, where warm hay blanketed the floor, and owls watched silently from the shadows. The journey is not always easy. Winds can be strong, skies thick with cloud. Once, a sudden rain forced them to land early. The drops were cool but gentle, and the earth smelled of pine and soil. But the birds do not complain. This is what they were born for. This journey is written into their bones. And somehow, through miles of open sky, they remember the way. Days pass, and slowly, the world below begins to change. Snow disappears. In its place, rivers flowing freely, grass swaying in the breeze, trees wearing leaves of emerald green. The sun lingers longer now. The air hums with life. Oren feels it. He breathes in deeply as they cross into warmer lands. Flowers bloom beneath them, dotting the hills with color. Fields open wide like golden seas. The flock sings more now. Not loudly, but with a kind of quiet joy. A melody carried on the wind, woven into the sky. They are close. One morning, after many days of travel, the flock crests a tall ridge, and there, stretched out before them, is the sea. It sparkles like a bed of diamonds. Waves curl gently onto golden sands. Palm trees sway in the breeze. Oren chirps softly. This is the place. The flock spirals down, not in haste, but in reverence. They land among reeds near a shallow lagoon, where the water is warm and still. Fish dart beneath the surface. Insects buzz lazily in the sun. Here they will stay. For weeks, perhaps months. No hurry. No need. Just warmth. Just peace. Each day, the sun rises early, and birds flutter from tree to tree. They feed. They rest. They bathe in cool springs. The rhythm of life here is soft, slow, measured. Oren spends time alone sometimes, perched at the edge of a broad-leaf tree, staring out over the water. The air smells like salt and wildflowers. It's a smell he wishes he could bottle and carry home. Sometimes, he thinks of the forest. of the pine trees and the snowy ground. But he knows he will return. When it's time. When the earth calls again. For now, there is only this moment. And that is enough. So sleep now, little traveler. Like the birds, you have flown far in your dreams. And wherever your journey leads, may it be gentle. And may the wind always guide you home. Good night.